From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a huge explosion in Bangkok. A bombing outside a popular religious shrine in central Bangkok Monday left at least 18 dead and more than 80 injured, many of them foreign tourists. Ron Corbin reports.
A bomb concealed in a motorbike went off at 7 p.m. at a Hindu shrine popular with overseas tourists. As of late Monday evening, no one had claimed responsibility for the bombing. Defence Minister Prawit Wongsawan condemned the attack, but said it is too early to say if the bombing was politically motivated or terrorism. The shrine, which is particularly popular with Chinese and Japanese tourists, sits at a busy commercial intersection near major international hotels and across the road from a large police compound. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
Hundreds of residents of Tianjin, China, who were displaced after last week's explosions, protested Monday, demanding the government compensate them for damaged houses. Authorities have ordered a mandatory evacuation near the site of the bombing. The death toll, rather, from the disaster has risen to 114. The New York Times said Sunday that the Obama administration is warning China about the presence of Chinese law enforcement agents in the U.S. The Chinese agents have been pressuring prominent expatriates to return home as part of the government's anti-corruption drive. The Times, citing anonymous American officials, says the Chinese government has dubbed the effort Operation Fox Hunt. South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, has refused to sign a peace agreement aimed at ending the country's 20-month civil war. His decision is the latest blow to peace talks between the government and rebels. This is VOA News.